Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name's Thomas, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's great to have your company here tonight. The way this podcast works couldn't be more simple. Just pick an episode, press play, and get comfortable in bed. We'll take a moment to relax, and then I or one of my friends will read you a bedtime story that's designed to gently grasp your attention and guide you to sleep. And of course, the more you tune in, the more effective the podcast will be at putting you to sleep. Be sure to subscribe or follow on whatever platform you use, so you never miss a good night's rest. You can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and you can give feedback and share your ideas for future episodes at getsleepy.com. And it's important to me to try and acknowledge all of you wonderful people who've taken the time to write to me and the team via the website. Your comments and your ideas really do make my day every single time I read them. So this evening, I'd like to send a massive thanks to Natasha, Misty, Eniko, Carol and Wendy. Also, a big thanks to Anki, Christian, Anusha and Andy. It's so great to have your support and to know that you're spreading the word about the podcast. It feels really cool to be getting emails from people in all corners of the world. And the same goes for those leaving such kind reviews. We've had tons coming in from America, from Canada, from all over Europe, and even from the other side of the world, and Australia and New Zealand. So I just wanted to make sure you know that I've been reading every single one, and it means the world to hear how your sleep has improved by using Get Sleepy. Now, as for tonight, our story takes us to the charming, picturesque region of Tuscany in Italy. I can tell you firsthand that most of the locals here enjoy a laid-back way of life. They cook some of the freshest food, most famously pasta and pizza, of course, with help from their incredibly pure extra virgin olive oil that they produce in abundance through this region. And they make some of the world's finest wines with grapes from the seemingly endless vineyards that cover the land. On this journey, we'll visit some quaint attractions along the route and use our imaginations to witness the stunning scenery of the rolling Tuscan hills. Let's just take a moment first to make sure you're relaxed and ready to enjoy a peaceful, restorative sleep tonight. All you need to do at this moment is to get comfortable in bed, put down any physical distractions, and in your own time, take in a deep breath and slowly release the air back out through your mouth. On your next breath, just imagine any tension or worry rolling down through your body and out through the tips of your toes as you exhale. And now when you breathe in, just squeeze your shoulders up to your neck, holding the breath and the tension in your muscles for just a moment. And then release. Feel that tension rolling down and out of your body, and your muscles gradually starting to soften and relax as you continue with that exercise. I find that it's best to do this at least 3 or 4 times, where you squeeze your shoulders up and you let that tension roll down through your body and out through the toes. really let your body sink and your muscles soften. We're all different when it comes to unwinding our bodies and our minds. But don't feel in any rush whatsoever. Have patience and take your time as you just listen along and gradually drift into the sleep zone. And now for tonight's story. The sun is rising over the rolling hills that surround Florence. A final moment of stillness lingers over the city before the day unfolds. This is where our story begins. It's a beautiful, warm, sunny morning in the Tuscan capital, Florence. The streets are already busy with locals making their way to work. Eager sightseers are out already, beating the long queues for museums, galleries, and the city's trademark piece of architecture, Il Duomo. The Cathedral of Florence. The smell of newly baked bread and pastries wafts through the air, complemented by the distinguishable scent of freshly brewed coffee. As you take a stroll around the pedestrianized paths of the city, local business owners setting up for the day invariably greet you with a smile and a pleasant cry of ciao. Running through Florence is the River Arno. It is perfectly aligned due east to due west, and this means that should you stand on one of several bridges in central Florence, you can watch the sun both rise and set, both of which create a beautiful shimmer on the slow, gentle stream of water. As you watch from the Golden Bridge, you see small cargo boats, canoes, kayaks, even gondolas, floating along at a relaxed pace. Like you, they are soaking in the goodness of the morning sun. Firenze, as the locals would call it, is a historical city, famed for its incredible sculptures and artwork from Michelangelo, Da Vinci, and more. You could spend days here, exploring, learning, and absorbing yourself in the culture. However, this is a splendid day for escaping the bustling streets of the Tuscan capital. Along a quiet side road, you hop in your rented hatchback car and begin the drive out into the countryside. Within half an hour, you're surrounded by greenery, dry grasslands, forestry, and a vast number of olive gardens. With the windows rolled down, you feel the warm breeze running through your hair. Clear, unpolluted air fills your lungs. You hear nothing but the hum of the car engine and the pleasant sound of birdsong in the passing treetops. The tarmac below your tires is a baked dull grey, showing scars from decades of service. And as you ascend the country lanes, you are met with frequent hairpin bends to navigate. Thankfully, the roads are quiet, and it's a great joy to drive these weathered routes. For a little while, the road is surrounded by large trees, slightly leaning in at their peaks. They create a tunnel-like effect as you pass through, and the shaded road continues to climb a steady gradient. Suddenly, the trees clear to one side, and the sun glares in once more. The views are astonishing. Rolling hills of pure green, set beneath a hazy blue sky. Nature's artwork all around, as far as the eye can see. Within 100 meters or so, you pull into a small lay-by. There is a perfectly situated bench that acts as a viewpoint for its appreciative audience. You use your eyes like a camera lens, capturing blissful and vivid memories. Just below the hillside are a series of olive trees. Their unmistakable scent hits your nostrils before your eyes have even spotted the source. In various directions, there are small properties, barns, and other buildings dotted about, with narrow, dusty roads leading to. Further beyond, halfway up another tall hill, you catch sight of a small but majestic castle. The fortress looks to be in good condition, flaunting exquisite corner towers, and no signs of damage to the outer structure. Perhaps, you ponder, it may still be in use to this day. This prompts you to return to your car and set off on a quest to find the castle. Driving slowly and steadily through this Chianti region, the warm breeze continues to flow in through the car windows. The steering wheel feels warm in your hands as you circle it right and left, right and left. The winding road continues to snake through the exquisite landscape. After a while, you spot a left-hand turn with signs for a couple of nearby villages. At the foot of this signpost is a small wooden pointer with a castle pictured on it. You, of course, take the turn up the narrow path and begin the gradual climb up another large hill. As you drive along, hundreds of rows of vines surround the road on either side, boasting endless bunches of plush grapes, red and green, almost ready for picking in the approaching harvest season. A couple of kilometers later, you pass through a small village called Santa Brigida. There isn't much of note here, just a few shops, bars, and restaurants. Some locals are sat outside, taking in the warm sun and enjoying their mid-morning espresso coffee. With little in the way of road signs here, you decide to pull over and politely ask an elderly couple for directions. In your best Italian, you say, "Direzione di Castello, per favore." They smile and instantly identify your native tongue. Thankfully, they can speak a little themselves. Yes, the castle is a few kilometers further. You will see signs to your right where you must go to find it. With thanks, you depart the small village and continue onwards towards the castle. As promised, you see the signpost to the road on the right, labelled Castello del Trebbio. Here, the roads are again encompassed by many acres of vineyards on both sides. Eventually, you spot the castle in all its glory. It is a beautifully maintained 12th century building. Thick stone brick walls and a large wooden entrance gate that is open. As you crawl past, still in your car, you see a number of visitors in the small courtyard inside. It's at this point that you realize the castle is home to an operating winery. The public can take tours of the fortress to learn about its history and its wines. Parking up, you proceed into the shaded courtyard. The aroma of pressed grapes hits your nostrils instantly, accompanied by the scent of many colourful flowers dotted around the castle walls. The temperature becomes a little more comfortable as you're shielded from the sun. Standing at the rear of the courtyard, the tour guide invites you to join the other guests for a look around the fortress. First, you are taken down a straight staircase to the cellars. Here, the temperature is even cooler, a welcome respite from the ground level heat. The cellars are filled with large wooden barrels, each comprising of different varieties of Trebbio wines. The tour guide explains how the wine remains in these barrels for set amounts of time. This allows the wine to mature and stabilize, evolving the flavors to perfection. The scent permeates the cool air, and you can almost taste it with just your sense of smell. From here, you are guided up to a higher level in which hundreds of bottles of wine are positioned in stands. They are intentionally leaned slightly downwards, kept in this position for a short time to finalize the blending of ingredients. After half an hour or so of touring the winery, the guide invites you into the castle quarters. They are still occupied to this day by a family that has owned the property since the mid-1900s. Fireplaces in every room, high ceilings, lavish rugs, historical paintings. Everything in keeping with old traditions. After a tour of the home, you are invited back out to the courtyard. Wine tasting and complimentary snacks are offered. In turns, the tour guide pours small measures of red, white and dessert wines into your glass. With your nose pressed to the rim of the glass, you inhale deeply, identifying the woody, nutty scent of the red, the fruity, crisp tones of the white, and the sweet, overripe aroma of the dessert wine. As you sip away, enjoying the relaxed atmosphere in the Tuscan castle, a sense of complete peace and joy fills you within. By chance, you spotted the castle in a scenic view over the rolling hill. Just a matter of hours later, here you are sharing an enchanting, authentic experience with other happy visitors. The tour ends in the early hours of the afternoon, and you decide to take a stroll up a quiet lane. In the trees, the sounds of birds hard at work finding food and communicating with one another. The baked earthy path scuffs under your feet as you ease along at a casual, relaxed pace. There are three or four small houses here and there. A couple of friendly dogs trot out to greet you as their owner sits on his porch and waves fondly from his deck chair. The afternoon is closing out by the time you return to your car. Your legs are feeling a little fatigued, your stomach beginning to groan. Set setting off once more, you head back in the direction of Florence. On your way, you pass a small pizzeria, set against yet another impressive backdrop. Feeling ready for refreshment, this restaurant seems like a perfect end to your Tuscan day trip. Walking through the entrance, the appetizing smell of pizza dough crisping in a wood fire oven is instantaneous. The staff welcome you and sit you down on a balcony table overlooking the vineyards. You are served excellent food and drink, alleviating your hunger and quenching your thirst. You take time to just sit and relax as the sun sets over the deep green hills. A few large birds continue to hover above the land. Gradually, the familiar sound of crickets fades in across the dimming landscape. Around you, other customers are also enjoying the sights and sounds, the cool breeze, the calm atmosphere. It doesn't faze you to be sitting on your own. In fact, it provides time to reflect and simply enjoy your own company. Sometimes, exploring alone can be a deeply satisfying experience. By the time you return to your apartment in Florence, you are feeling sleepy and peaceful. You lay down on your comfortable bed. Your tired body sinks into the mattress as your eyes close and your mind quietens. Slowly, you drift into a cozy, deep sleep. Picturesque scenery from your day in the country fill your dreams with bliss.